A dark swirling cloud of evil approached them in the form of a bitter teen with teased hair and overplucked eyebrows. The glimmer of a razor tucked in her hair caught the light. Damon mentally ticked off his options, the number of children in the room, and the location of the exits. His eyes searched for the telltale signs of a hidden gun. Angel jutted her chin toward Rain.
Are you the one that teaches Maria how to fight with sticks?
I am. You must be Julio's love.
Rain reached out for Angel's hand, but the girl withdrew, putting one hand on her hip. Her mouth curled up into a sneer. She turned to Damon, her gaze traveling down him and back up to his face.
Who's this?
This is Damon.
He made no attempt to connect with her. Angel took a step back and crossed her arms, glaring at them silently for a moment. The clock's ticking hand echoed across the silent gym. One of Angel's girls blew a wad of gum into a bubble, then popped it. Angel turned and muttered something in Spanish to her followers, and they laughed. She turned back to Rain.
I don't know what you think you're doing here, but we don't need you.
Angel,
Rain said,
the girls like... I don't care what you think they like. My man runs the men in the barrio, and I take care of the rest. Whatever they need, we got it. We don't need no white girls coming in.
Maria took Rain's hand.
Rain's good. We like being with her.
The girls crowded in toward Rain, agreeing. The clouds doubled around Angel.
Shut up. Angel glared at Maria. You're spoiled, and you need to learn to depend on your own. And you, Tia, you don't want any trouble from me.
She looked back at Rain.
None of you need some girl from the other side of town who's going to let you down.
Rain's shoulders sagged.
I just want to see Maria do well.
Angel's nostrils flared. She advanced, bobbing her head.
How do you think you're going to help her do well?
She yelled, brushing her hair with her hand. All right, that's close enough, Damon thought and pulled Rain behind him. Angel pointed her finger at Damon.
You got something to say?
You don't want to get into this, Angel.
Don't think that you can win just because you're a man. I've taken out guys with more than you got, white boy.
Damon laughed heartily. I'm about as white as you are, Angel, and I'm sure you've never dealt with anyone like me. Blood thrummed in his ears. If you had 20 more girls just like you, it wouldn't go well. I'm telling you to walk away. Walk away quickly. Angel licked her lips. Rain, Damon said without taking his eyes off Angel. Take the children out of the building. I don't want them to see Angel and her girls humiliated. He cupped his fingers, beckoning them as they advanced.
What do you think, ladies?
He chuckled, the rumbling growl low and sinister.
Go,
he yelled at Rain. She grabbed Gabby and ran for the door with her students right beside her.
You better run, 'cause you're next,
Angel called after her. She took off her jacket.
We're going to cut you into a million pieces and then piece you back together with your girlfriend.
Outside, Rain dialed 911. Maria and the girls began to cry. Tears streamed down Tia's face.
Why do they always have to ruin everything?
Rain kissed her on the cheek as she waited for the operator. She hugged as many as she could. I love you all. Don't forget what I taught you. Run home. Go. The girls scattered, leaving Rain alone under the cottonwood trees.
Come on,
she muttered into the phone.
What the heck is taking so long?
911, what's your emergency? Suddenly, screams erupted from the gym.
Operator, hold on.
Rain said as several girls bolted into the sunlight. One girl, face white with fear, made the sign of the cross as she ran past. Another stumbled over the sidewalk's edge and went down on the dead winter grass. She looked up at Rain.
We're leaving.
Cancel the request. There's no emergency. Rain hung up the call. The girl jumped to her feet.
Tell him.
Her panicked eyes glanced back at the doors to the gym, then grabbed Rain's hands. Her chin trembled as a sob escaped her.